So, Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome you for the second half of the Govardhana retreat. We have completed yesterday the first half, and today was our creative, multifarious day with Giriraj, and I heard about various wonderful programs which have been done, including the cleaning of the dam. I would like to now request us all to focus and to tune ourselves into the second half. A wonderful opportunity has been given, something precious, something which we cannot really do and have at any other place than here in the Holy Dham, where the special Shaktis of the Lord are available. It is said by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Mathura Mahatmyam, this means a glorification of the land of Mathura, that here in this area, two very important energies of the Lord are constantly roaming about and contact the sincere practitioner, the sadhaka. One of these energies is Taraka Shakti. The Taraka Shakti means that which liberates us from our, in American slang we would say, stuff, our, you know. And Paraka Shakti is that energy which at once, unexpected even, pulls us towards Krishna. I think all of us have already had ample opportunities to see these two working in our own heart. Taraka Shakti means also that a mirror is kept before your face. A mirror in which you see all the things which you might not have looked at or been bold enough to confront. Boom, there it is. In Vrindavan it shows. And we know immediately where is the room for improvement for us. The Paraka Shakti, I think you all, we all have felt when we sat maybe on the roof or when we sat in one of the katas, and all of a sudden we felt, wow, Krishna is wonderful. Then it's not just that it is in the books, wonderful Krishna, but I also feel attracted to Krishna. It's very wonderful. I would like to know more about him. I would like to maybe one day also come closer to him. This is called the workings of the Paraka Shakti. So since these two are so active, especially to those who do sadhana or spiritual practice like we are committed to do during this retreat, since these are so, let us say, accessible or so attainable or so relatable, if you want to say it, therefore it is our humble request that you utilize the 3 days. Please don't think, oh, now it's easy sailing. I have crossed over the first half and the second. I'm already thinking about packing my things, ordering my ticket, and making all these distracting phone calls because now it's over. I survived the Govardhana retreat or however. No, please commit yourself to these other 3 days.